What's going on, guys? KT, we're back with day number 4 of the March Madness series. This one's a little bit interesting because yesterday I talked about universal concepts. I went on with Lauren. It was kind of more of a... Really, I kind of got it off an episode. And I really didn't know what to think other than the episode. Today I'm going to be talking about something more... Not attractive, but more relatable to what you guys might seem reactable. And that's proactive. And taking proactive steps instead of reactive. Because anybody can be reactive. I mean, let's face it, I can be reactive right now. But to be proactive, it takes some talent. And it takes the problems you have right now, or the situations you're in, and basically having the mindset of everything will be reactive in the world. There's always going to be some type of reaction, consequence, good or bad. But how you handle that and how much proaction or proactiveness you take, I like saying proaction, even if it's a made up word. The more proaction, proactiveness you take, the more you'll feel more empowered to give you the biggest results. And if you look at it, there's not much you can really say other than let's get for it and let's make it happen. Because at the end of the day, everything you're trying to do is to make it happen. If you look at the way the world works for just a second, every decision will always have some type of reactive behavior. It's just natural. I don't think there ever will be a situation where it's like, nah, it's not reactive. It's always going to be proactive, man. Let's face it, there's both proactive and reactive, but the reactive wins. However, let's use the reactiveness, if we do have some, to learn, grow, develop, and you'll be surprised. So stay reactive, but also know it's better to be proactive. I'm not saying you don't have to be, certain situations it's better to be reactive. Just react to it for a couple days. Let it sink in. I'm not saying it's not wrong, but the chances are, if you do have that first instinct of reacting to every situation, just be proactive. Take action. You don't need to let it sink in, because that sometimes can contemplate the wrong way. Make sure you check on your situational awareness, which I'm talking about tomorrow, or Sunday, excuse me, tomorrow's a half-day break, and we'll go from there. So remember, guys, stay proactive. It's okay to be reactive, but the more proactions you take, the more actions that will result in better results and consequences in a good way.